The show is very profound. It's very moving. It was amazing, the story that it had to tell. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot, and everyone should come see it.
Hello, and welcome to the Anne and Phil Scoop. I'm Anne McElhenney.
And I'm Phil McAleer.
And we are the morning after the night before.
Yes, really. I've forgotten who I am at this stage.
We're very tired. We literally have just had our opening night of October the 7th, the play, here in New York City.
Yes.
Right in the heart of the theatre district. And it was amazing.
Amazing performance, amazing audience, amazing surprise at the end.
Oh, yeah. Hang on to the very end of the show because we have an amazing surprise.
Yes.
You will really...
It'll bring tears.
It would bring tears to a stone. Yes. So you totally want to hang in for that.
So what is October 7th then? What is the play? October 7th, the play. October 7th, the play is after October 7th, we went to Israel. We interviewed 20 people. We've boiled their stories down into a verbatim play. You know, we do verbatim plays. And it's really, it's every word on stage is the story of tragedy, heroism, survivor, humor, and it's a bit like the movie Crash, where all the stories are start off in the beginning and you don't know how they're connected, and some are connected and some are not. And it makes this, develops into this wonderful narrative, and the director and the cast just lift it, and the sound and the light lift it.
That's amazing.
To an incredible level. Why did we do this? We did it because we noticed that people are very keen to talk about October 8th and 9th and 10th and every day in between, and Gaza and hunger strikes and students and encampments. And
they're not so keen to talk about what happened on October 7th. There would be no October 8th, October 9th if it wasn't for October 7th.
Yes.
There are hostages today. There are still hostages in Israel. In Gaza that were taken that day.
Yeah.
Amazing, including children. It's extraordinary. There are American hostages and no one's talking about it. It's not daily on the news. It should be the first item on the news and it's not. So, and you know, as Phelan mentioned, there are these now the campus protests all over the place. And we have the distinction of saying that we are the only play in New York City that needs protection. We have private security and the NYPD turned up and are there every day. You can see some photographs there.
So it's the only play in New York that needs permanent police protection.
Mm-hmm.
Permanent, listen to that phrase, permanent police protection for a play about Israel in New York in 2024. Bet you didn't think that would be on your bingo list,
A
play about Israel in 2024 in New York, one of the most Jewish cities on the planet, where this city would be nothing without the Jewish people.
And this is how they're rewarded. And this is how they're rewarded. The worst massacre that's happened to the Jewish people since the Holocaust. And we are remembering it by having the words of the people who survived. Just their own words. The actual testimony of the people who were there, who saw it. That's all that you're getting on stage. And that's what we need police protection for in New York City.
Think about it. It's people telling the truth about that day.
The worst day of their lives.
And to quote a certain movie star, there are people, it seems, who cannot handle the truth. And I suppose that's why they're so violent. That's why they're so virulent. If you were telling them a lie, they wouldn't care. When you're telling them the truth, that's when they get really angry.
And one of the quotes that comes to mind a lot is the quote from the Holocaust survivor and wonderful writer Elie Wiesel, who talked about, to forget the dead would be like killing them a second time. Mm-hmm. So this is another reason why we're doing this. But you don't want to hear from us. Let's hear from the audience who came out last night to see the show, and we interviewed a number of them when they came out. So let's go to those interviews right now.
I felt that it was deeply moving, and you got a sense of who these people were, and that they were human and that they cared about others, and that it, you know, shook them to the core, and you just felt it, and it was incredibly earth-shaking.
Really great for young people who I think are looking for something to spark conversation with their friends who might not see eye to eye with them and are looking for a way to have productive conversation with other young people. I feel like in so many ways, October 7th wasn't that long ago, but it feels so long ago, and people really have forgotten where and how this all started, and bringing it back and humanizing it and remembering that these were people that were just living their lives and going about their day and dancing and being with their family and friends of the attack that this was is so critically important if we're going to bring back the conversation to where it needs to be, which is about the root of terrorism.
I mean, it's a stage play, but you never lose fact for a moment that every word is real. Every word happened. Everybody survived that. And some didn't. I didn't turn my phone off, I gotta tell you, but I didn't look at it the entire time.
This was an incredibly powerful representation of actual events that took place in Israel. I went to Israel soon after October 7th, and it's devastating to understand the massacre of Jews that took place on October 7th. And I think it's very hard for people to wrap their minds around what took place. And what this show does is really tell the stories in the voice of Israelis and express what took place, help us understand from a 15-year-old girl to a Holocaust survivor to the young people who attended the Nova Festival, really get their voices heard of what they experienced that day, from the most horrific to the miraculous. And what I think is incredibly touching is that it actually manages somehow to end on a hopeful note and help us to restore faith in humanity.
The show is very profound. It's very moving. It was amazing, the story that it had to tell. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot, and everyone should come see it.
I think hearing the words, firsthand accounts, it's so much more powerful in a way that storytelling, second or third hand, can't be. Hearing the direct words of those that lived it and survived through it will really move you, and It's very powerful.
I feel a little bit like I'm trespassing. These experiences are so blessedly foreign and alien to everyone in this country. Almost everyone in this country, should be almost everyone in the world. And to be in the vicinity of people who have committed themselves to sharing and expressing the experience of people who survived such absolute hell on earth, such an event of biblical proportions. To be in a room with them from my own cosseted life in Philadelphia, I feel like I'm trespassing, and I am glad that I'm able to, but I'm grateful for it. And I just have the utmost love for everyone who performed today, for everyone whom they're representing, and for everyone in the room tonight.
I think it's a story that needed to be told, and this part of it you don't hear. And I feel I love documentary things anyway, so this, knowing that these were the real words, gave it an authenticity and a sense of truth that made it more moving. I thought, in terms of the performances, they were excellent. The sincerity and non-actory, but real strong performances were.
So I feel like tonight I learned a lot about October 7th. Obviously, I knew what happened, but I think seeing the sequence of events and the humanizing stories behind everyone who experienced different aspects of that day just was so powerful. And yeah, I was really moved, especially at the end when one of the survivors actually came on stage. It's amazing to take it from being just a story that people, you know, can watch as a play and storytelling, but to actually know that this is a part of history and that this actually happened and is happening in real time, and just the impact of these lives, and also the heaviness of what happened. So I thought it was an excellent play, and I was really moved and touched by the storytelling.
So the reviews are unanimous, and we'll put up some headlines of media reviews as well here. Don't take it from us, take it from them. People described it, I spoke to an audience member last night and she said, it's the most moving thing she's seen on Broadway in a decade. Another journalist who said it off the record, he said, it's the best thing you guys have ever done and I am not easily pleased. He said, I remember him saying that. So then we had a big surprise at the end, which we've been teasing up. So one of the lead characters in the play, so we interviewed about 13 people, heroes, people who lost people, people who fought back, people who were wounded. One of the big characters in the play is a woman called Shani. She's 26. She was a battle medic, but she was at the Nova party dancing, enjoying herself, and had a nightmare of a day, had a truly awful day, a transformative day. And her narrative, her story makes a sense, is a central part of the play. And the actress Jenny, we'll put a picture up there of Jenny, who plays Shani. I mean, she always talked to me about how Shani was her hero. Don't forget, because every word that Jenny says on stage was actually said in an interview with Shani, by Shani with us. And Jenny's saying, she's my hero. Every night I just let her into my body and I become Shani. And last night we had a little surprise at the end when the play ended. We went up on stage. So will we play that video?
Let's play that video.
We have just a very special, very, very special guest. Jenny. Jenny, come out. Can Shani come up from the audience?
She is my hero. To see this woman who survived all this is amazing. She is a hero. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so emotional right now. I'm speechless. So thank you very much, Lily.
And then the morning after the opening night, I get this message on Instagram from Shani's mother. So Shani, this amazing girl who you've just seen on camera. And here's what she wrote. Hi, I'm Addy. And I asked her permission, by the way. I said to her, do you mind if I share this with the world? Hi, I'm Addy, and I am Shani, our deceased mother. She is one of the characters in your very important play, but my very real daughter. I am grateful that she is here with us, alive, and can tell in her own words. There are days that the pain of what we are going through as the Jewish people leaves me breathless. Some days the sadness is deep and dark, but mostly I choose to be thankful for the private miracle that happened to us. I choose to see the ray of light that exists around us. And you are a ray of light and hope in human goodness, spirit. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for seeing us, for the idea to express in their own words, and for the important voice of each and every one of them that you give meaning to. Hating is easy. Being deaf to the truth requires nothing. Love makes you exposed and vulnerable, but it's the only way to leave a pure mark on the world. I appreciate your pure heart and sending you love beyond time and place. May you always be blessed. So that was an incredible message to get, and my favorite review, by the way.
Yes, yes. Yes, we sat, actually funny, so Shani's story is amazing. Shani was at the Nova party. She was shot at, people were dying all around her. She's a battle medic, she wanted to help them. But as her colleague told her, we're battle medics. The first rule of battle medics is the battle medic must be safe or you can't help anyone.
You have to survive.
She spent half a day hiding under a thorn bush with people. She was shot at there. She thought, I mean, it's an amazing, amazing story. And we brought her over and we put her actually sitting in, as we said, in the theater next to Jenny's mother. Jenny was the actress playing Shani on stage. And apparently we sat Shani down and Jenny's mother says, "Hello, I'm Mrs. Hochberg, Jenny's mother." And Shani goes, "Hello, I'm Shani." And she looked, and the mother looked and then went, "You're Shani?" Right. So Jenny then was on stage and, you know, was watching the audience as she was performing. And she kept noticing her mother look over at this rather interesting girl beside her. And she was going, why is my mother keeping
Who is this woman sitting beside me?
And then she noticed that the woman was very, very interested in the play. But, she, you know, she just never passed any remarks. She never had any idea that Shani was in the room. So we were so happy to have Shani. We're so happy that the play opened. Please come to, if you're in New York or you're going to be in New York until June 16th, come to the play.
Yeah, are the things we need you to do. Like, this is what we really need you to do. We need you to come and see the show. If you can't come and see the show, we need you to share it with everyone you've ever met and everyone in the tri-state area and people outside of the tri-state area, because people are coming. Somebody's driving from Canada to see it, by the way. Mm. People have come from long distances to come to see it. We had a friend came the other day from Colorado. Please share this with everyone. And then the thing we need everyone to do and that everyone can do is donate. We're a 501c3, this is tax deductible, but we are not where we should be with our fundraising and we need your help because this show needs to continue. We've had to spend a lot of money on protection, on having to hire a private protection security. Company, security company. We also, as you probably know, because we've said it before, we want to take this show to Harvard. We want to go to Penn. We want to go to Ithaca, to Cornell.
To Columbia.
To Columbia, over here.
Yes.
You know, and we've been asked to go to Dublin. You know, we can do all of these things if we get help. And you have the power to do that. And you've done it before. You've done this before for us. So we're asking you to please do this. This is something very, very special.
So go to October7theplay.com. That's where you buy the tickets, but it's also where you donate. And every donation is tax deductible. We're 501c3.
I'm going to put Shani's mother's message in the show notes because I think a lot of people might want to read it. I may not have read it that well. And it's a really, really beautiful, an incredible message, the most beautiful message. I don't know if I've ever received a message more beautiful. So we wanted to share that with you, but please help us to keep going. That's the show for this week. We look forward to talking to you next week and we'll have loads and loads of more news by then.
And more review, news and reviews.
No, my husband, such a joy.
Such a wordsmith.
Okay, bye.